Yeah, this is apropos of nothing, but this is the... sonically, it's hilarious, and you'll be able to read the subtitles. I'll put it on the screen, too, so we don't have to, like, read it to people.
La buenas.
Sí, bueno, Brian.
Hey, ¿quién anda ahí?
Arturo Merán.
Arturo, ¿de dónde, brother?
Estamos aquí de Salcedo.
Ah, de Salcedo. Saludos para toda mi gente de Salcedo, la gente buena del Cibao. Brother, cuéntamelo todo. Saluda a tu gente.
No, no, yo lo que quiero es pedir a ver si tú me pones una canción.
Claro que sí, mi brother, la que tú digas.
Sí, yo quiero que tú me pongas la canción que dice, ¿esos son Reebok o son Nike?
¿Esos son Reebok o son Nike?
So there's a song he wants to hear.
Okay.
And the question is, he's saying the lyrics of the song are, ¿es son Reebok o son Nike?
Yeah.
Like, is it Reeboks or Nikes?
Okay.
Sí.
Pero, ¿cómo se llama? ¿Cómo se llama?
¿Son Reebok o son Nike?
¿Esos son Reebok o son Nike?
Yeah. Song could this be?
A ver, compláceme, que me gusta mucho esa canción. Está muy pegada esa canción.
Esos son Reebok, son Nike. ¿Será esta, brother? ¿Será esta?
This is the rhythm of the night.
¡Esta es!
¡Esta
es!
¡Cuídate, mi hermano!
This is not his first rodeo, bro. That was awesome. Play it again, please. That was great. You got me on that one. I know where this is going, dude.
¿Esos son Reebok o son Nike?
¿Esos Reebok o son Nike?
Just
speak English.
Está muy pegada esa canción.
Eso es great. ¿Será esta, brother? ¿Será esta?
This is the rhythm of the night.
Esa misma, brother. Esa misma es.
This is the Ministry of Silly Talk.
Silly Talk. Ministry of
Silly Talk.
This is the Ministry.
This is the Ministry of
Silly Talk. This is the Ministry of
Silly Talk.
Thank you for listening to my daddy's stupid podcast. And remember, his head is full of doo-doo, so don't listen to anything he says.
That's very funny.
Generals, welcome to another exciting episode of the Ministry of Silly Talk podcast. That beginning is so good.
You just reeled me in there. I don't know where we were going with that.
There's so many layers to it, too, because it's a Mexican radio station, South American. They speak Spanish. I know Son Reebok's on Nike. I speak enough Spanish to know what he's asking there.
Yeah.
But the fact that that was what he was reaching for, and the DJ went...
Well, the DJ went,
this is it.
Well,
he goes, this is it. What could that be?
Oh, this will do it, my friend.
I'm going to run it back.
Please do. I really enjoyed that.
No, it's so good.
Hello, buenas.
Sí, bueno, Brian.
Hey, ¿quién anda ahí?
Arturo Merán.
Arturo, ¿de dónde, brother?
Estamos aquí de Salcedo.
Ah, de Salcedo. Saludos para toda mi gente de Salcedo, la gente buena del Cibao. Brother, cuéntamelo todo. Saluda a tu gente.
No, no, yo lo que quiero es...
I don't want to talk about my friends. I need to hear this song.
Claro que sí, mi brother, la que tú digas.
Sí, yo quiero que tú me pongas la canción que dice, ¿esos son Reebok o son Nike?
¿Esos son Reebok o son Nike?
Sí, sí.
Pero, ¿cómo se llama? ¿Cómo se llama?
¿Son Reebok o son Nike?
¿Esos son Reebok o son Nike?
It's working.
A ver, compláceme, que me gusta mucho.
He's got it now,
though. Yeah. Está muy pegada esa canción.
It's very popular.
¿Será esta, brother?
This will be it.
¿Será esta?
This is the rhythm.
Esa misma, bro. Esa misma es. Esa es.
This is the rhythm. Rhythm, rhythm, rhythm. Oh, yeah.
Hey, he's proud of that one, man. That's good.
This is the rhythm.
Why wouldn't you be?
Oh, man. That's especially a man that fluently speaks English and Spanish. This guy is just, yeah.
It's an epic pull.
No, he crushed
it's
that.
It's also, not to be insanely gay, but I was like, play the song. Play the song. What are we waiting on here?
Yeah, that
was it. Doesn't it?
This is play so Reebok the rhythm of all night.
So Reebok goes all night. That's brilliant. That's a great video. I hadn't thought about it.
Oh,
I hadn't thought about that in like years. And when we were watching the game, they played it in the stadium. And I was like, it's all Reebok.
Of course. I will never hear that song the same again.
No, it's over for you in that regard.
That's fine. It's not like it's ruined it for me.
Well, and I was going to say, how often do we hear it? But, you know.
It'll come back to life now.
Probably hear it pretty soon.
Yeah, it'll be
on your own playlist. It's coming back.
It'll be in the truck next week.
Yeah. All right. This is an important episode. This is a training video we've been waiting for quite some time. The new mandatory employee training video will play here. And now we're back. I didn't make it yet. But this is an important one, man. This Wendy's Grill Skills, like I said, I've been at this employee training thing for a long time. It's been a bit. I've been trying to make work. It's been popular on and off during the pandy. Yeah. I streamed a lot of training videos. You've seen a lot of training videos at this point.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of here. I've seen a lot in the real world.
We're well-versed. This is the Star Wars, this is the Godfather, to me, of employee training.
What year
videos.
Are we talking, you think, here?
1989.
That's what I mean. No.
I was just doing a cut. Oh. Where it acted like I knew what
you knew already.
But you really aren't ready for the quality of this goddamn training video. This thing is amazing. Dave Thomas is in it.
And I mean, this is when Wendy's was at its peak. Potatoes, salad bar, chili, all the whole deal.
It's all here.
Hi, I'm Wendy's founder, Dave Thomas.
Hi.
From the day I opened the first Wendy's, my goal has been to serve the best hamburger in the...
So I've seen this a number of times, but I do want you to try to pay attention to how he says hamburger and how he looks like he's burping the whole time. Every time you see Dave Thomas...
He does have a very...
He looks uncomfortable.
Like a bloated... Yeah.
Yeah, like he's not doing well.
No.
But he says hamburger. Hamburger weird.
From the day I opened the first Wendy's, my goal has been to serve the best hamburger in the business. A Wendy's old-fashioned hamburger. I started with the freshest beef I could find. 100% pure beef. Never frozen. And we patted it into squares so the hamburger hangs over the side of the bun. Then we cooked the patty slowly to seal in its natural juices and served it hot off the grill with the customer's choice of toppings. No other hamburger chain can make those claims. That's what sets us apart from our competition, and that's why our customers come to Wendy's.
The square burger is genius.
Yeah, it sets you apart. And
hanging over the bun comes up a lot. Pause.
Well, and I don't know, and we'll find out shortly, but I don't know if now there's a big like quality difference in a Wendy's burger versus a McDonald's burger.
There was.
Then you could taste the difference. You know, it was.
It's pretty massive.
Yeah.
And I mean, spoilers, but we'll find out shortly.
Yeah.
I believe the only way to make a Wendy's old-fashioned hamburger is to...
Old-fashioned.
Isn't that funny?
It's the fashioned. It's
the fashioned is what's funny.
Old-fashioned. And he says hamburger really fast.
Yeah. Old-fashioned hamburger. And then it was like, freshest beef I could find.
We've just been saying these things for years.
Pressing the meat patty is really important. And here's why. The patty tastes better because the salt is pressed into the meat and makes the meat more tender. It also makes the patty larger, so they'll hang over the edge of the bun. And
then he looks like he's about to barf there. Watch him. Watch him real quick.
He swallows a lot as he talks, is what it is.
Well, he's obviously nervous too, but...
So they'll hang over the edge of the bun, and people will like that. Pressing the hamburger patty requires skill and dedication. You have to watch over the patties and constantly
people will like
as
that.
They cook. You should always serve a perfect Wendy's old-fashioned hamburger, the one that you would serve to your best friend. You have one of the most important jobs at Wendy's. Right now.
Okay. This is to your point.
Yeah.
Look at that Wendy's.
Yeah. Oh, that's a beautiful example.
I mean, there did used to be, and I don't know if it was better, but there did used to be an emphasis on the restaurant part of the fast food restaurant. Was because, like, if you were buying a cheap meal, you still got the experience of going to a restaurant.
Nowadays, you'll go, if you do, and I'm a person that's annoying and goes in. The drive-through, I don't like that, feel or you. Whatever.
Yeah.
So they have the kiosk.
Drive-thru's a slippery slope. Yeah. You get two into drive-thrus because you guys are eating on the run a lot, too.
Yeah. Oh, and plus, I usually have a big truck or a trailer. Yeah. That's when I'm doing fast food. So I'm just running in.
Yeah, just go in there.
But if you're not ordering from the little kiosk, and even if you do, you'll see them serve four drive-thru people before they serve you.
Of course.
But if you're not ordering from the kiosk, they're not paying attention. You literally have to beckon someone, which is embarrassing, you know.
No, and I agree. And the kiosk thing is bonkers.
Well, it's not the kids that work there's fault. That is how they're told to do. You just take care of this drive-thru. Everything else will be okay.
Well, of course. Listen, dude, in my entire life, if I went to a fast food restaurant, unless it was someone else's order, I'd be like, get what you get. You know what I'm saying? If I was like, no onions, and they...
Well,
like,
I'm a staunch no mayo.
Yeah, mayo can be dicey.
But see, what I do is, in lieu of only saying no mayo, I just go plain cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Plain with cheese, please. Plain with cheese, please. Like a child.
You've eliminated the possibility. Yeah.
And also, I check. You hand it to me, I pull up to a respectful distance away from the window.
Yeah.
Is there mayo? If there's no, we can ride. If yes, I'm going to go in and get a swap.
Yeah, exactly. You mind trading this out for something?
Is there mayo, please?
There's a way to deal with that.
Yeah.
Every customer on earth should understand the realm in which they are. Because now if Wendy's was like, this is a $100 hamburger, you know what I mean? Like, it's a different situation. Yeah. But I feel you. There's ways to get around it.
Because
I definitely have known people. I know a guy very close to me who I grew up with who would like just flip out about fast food orders being wrong. And I'd be like, bro, we are at McDonald's. Like,
I'm not going to tell a lie that I haven't flipped out about an order being wrong, but not to the, you know. In my own car after I've driven away.
Not to the person.
No, flipped out at myself because I didn't check before I got away too far. And I'm like, God damn it, I'm going to go back.
Dude would like go back through the line. Like, that's crazy. You're out of your mind. Dave Thomas would be rolling in his grave.
Now, I want you to devote.
So anyway, he's telling, this will be a lot of tangents. He's telling us as grill, we're learning to work the grill at Wendy's. I want you to know that. That's what's important right now.
Well, of course, that's why we're here.
And that's Dave Thomas.
And he's your full attention to learning the new four-corner press procedures for cooking Wendy's old-fashioned hamburgers. And while you're doing that, I am going to have a hot and juicy hamburger with mustard, pickle, and onion.
Let me tell you about that. Changed my life. Years ago, I saw this training video.
Okay.
That's how I get my burgers.
Every time, mustard, pickle, onion.
You can try it if you want.
Oh, man, have I not had that?
But let's talk about burgers. The tomato is weird. Sometimes the lettuce is weird. The situations get crazy on there. You get like a big chunk of some and it like slips out.
I am very much a meat, cheese, let it ride guy.
Mustard, pickle, onion.
Yeah, I can go with those.
You can't. It cannot be overly weird. Right? Unless you get like a wheel of onion. But
I was just about to say. The onion. Here's what they can do with that onion.
Yeah.
Is they can give you that butt part of the onion that's as big as your thumb. It's got a real small hole, you know, it's real, and it like makes the bun weird. Or they can give you 19 pickles on accident. Yeah.
Or a wedge of onion, like the middle section of onion where it's now like you have just a dense hunk of onion that's larger than the patty.
Or there may be a mustard blob. Now, this has happened to me, but it's been inside of the onion, right? So it's contained in the circle of the onion, and it's a good mustard blob. So then you're in the truck, and you go to bite it, and then the onion slips. And I mean, a 50-cent piece of mustard. man.
You are depending on the onions. But I've changed all Wendy's burgers. I get them Dave's way. But... anyway, he's going to go have one of those burgers. Now we're about to learn. The audio is a little wonky on this. Some things are louder than others.
The birds?
Yeah, the birds was weird. for punching in.
I haven't seen a glove.
Don't do that. So this is us.
Hey, Greg, what's up?
Not We're much. Greg.
Mary's up front. She wants to see you. All right.
Hi, Bill.
Hey.
Oh, his name's Bill. Sorry. The other guy's Greg. Don't worry about Greg. Focus on Bill.
Make sure you stir it every 15 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, Mary, what's up?
I'm going to pull you off fries today because I want you to learn grill. Have you clocked in?
Yeah.
Let's get started.
Pretty regimented Wendy's.
Yeah, and he's going to learn grill
You're
today.
I'm familiar with the grill, but let me show you a few things you might not already know. The meat is here in the cold well, and the cheese is over here. Bun warmer up above keeps the buns warm and fresh. Remember, we serve 100% pure ground beef. It's patted into squares, so
obviously
the meat
she would never say that.
But yeah.
But again, she said so the meat hangs over the bun. Dave Thomas not playing with you with the meat hanging over the bun.
You got to hit all the
points. First, and I'll check back with you in a few minutes.
All right.
So you're going to watch a video of him watching the video?
You ain't ready for what's about to happen.
This is pretty good.
What
the hell? You're about to learn some real skill. Let's get busy. I'm going to let you. Dude, if you're 15 in 1989, this might be super dope.
You aren't ready
Your
for this.
Your boy is going in.
It never, it, this, there is no reduction in quality. This only gets better.
Wait.
There's no reduction in quality in this video at any point.
Look at that costume, dude.
Yeah. It's a Wendy's uniform, but it's like gold frill.
It's like Wendy's and Michael Jackson came together.
Yeah. No, you're in for a treat.
So tough, but first of all, you got to check your stuff. Like a grill that's set at 250 with the meat and cheese that's ready to go. A towel to keep your station looking cool. But most of all, you got to have your tool. Are you with me now? Get ready. We're gonna lay them down. Now, beef's got grain to it just like wood. You got to follow the arrow to lay it down like you should. From the front to the back, you got to lay it down. Space it evenly, not scattered around. Next, you got to salt the meat from the back to the front to make the taste complete. Not too little, not too much. With a little finesse, you'll get the touch. What's coming up next is our key to success.
Now, this is 1989. This is bonkers quality.
Oh, it's great. Dave went all in.
Yeah.
Turn the meat and do a four-corner press. Don't wait too long, I emphasize, or the meat won't reach the proper side. When things start to sizzle, you're ready to go. Gently turn
I'm
the meat,
rock him with
but don't be slow. Just turn them over easily. We don't want a broken patty, that's a guarantee. Press out the corners, one, two, three, four.
That's the four-corner press
yeah,
he was
of course.
Talking
that's
about.
Rock it a bit, yeah, all you keep
is... It's how it... Yeah, you're already, I'm you're having, great. You're an employee, baby.
Top and bottom, left and right, and you'll get a patty that's out of sight. Press out the corners nice and wide, at least half an inch on both sides. The reason you press, you gotta think, when the meat hits the grill, it starts to shrink.
We start shrinking when we hit that grill, you know it will. We start shrinking when we hit that grill, you know it will.
This guy got sucked into a TV. Let me tell you about building loyalty to a, someone coming to work at Wendy's. It's 1989. You rip a heater, you have a joint, you go to Wendy's to start your job at Wendy's. I'll show you this video. You're locked in.
I'm going.
I'm
coming every day.
I'm
doing the four-corner press.
I'm Wendy's out. Pull that microphone down just a little bit. There you go. Perfect.
Four-corner press coming through.
All day.
When you see red juices on the top of the meat, it's time to give the turn and press a repeat. Do it again just like you did before. Do the four-corner press just one time more. Now once you press this a second time, don't press them again because the meat's just fine. But when you see red juices rise, turn the patty over to the other side. Don't scrape the grill, we want it wet, you see. And keep the meat moist so it's hot, you see. When the meat's red juices no longer rise, you can serve that patty, it'll win a prize. About 4 minutes to cook, but just make sure you can have a look. Use your tool and double check, it should be gray and moist to be correct. And order's place, you're ready to go. Drain the meat, just like so. Once the draining is totally done, place your patty squarely on the heel of that bun. Now, there you go, Billy, you give it a shot. Don't be afraid, I think you're gonna be hot.
Where do I start? What do I do?
You know,
just remember the rest,
if they were trying to do that now, like that, well, there's no way you'd get your burger.
No.
It's got grain to it.
No, it doesn't work like this way anymore.
Follow the arrows.
Lay it down like you should.
From front to back, lay it down.
Space it evenly, not scattered all around.
Next.
They're literally teaching you the rap again.
Yeah, this is, I'm Billy, trying to learn it.
I don't know.
I've got to salt the meat.
From the back to the front, it makes the taste complete.
Not too little.
Not too much.
With the little finesse, I think I'm getting the touch.
Hey.
Uh-oh. Take it easy, Billy.
Uh-oh.
Take it easy, Billy.
Billy.
Billy, calm down. You just got here.
What is this guy's
name?
When
things start to sizzle, you're ready to go.
We don't know the gentleman who lives, the genie in the TV that teaches you. We don't know yet. I will say I've done this several times and received, I think maybe it's him. He owns the copyright on the rapping part of this.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I need to, it's part of why I brought this up, because I want to do this one, and then I really need to do some research on the guy who keeps hitting me with that, so we can maybe get him on the pot.
Gently turn the meat, but don't be slow.
Just turn them over easily.
We don't want
to broken
patty,
a cool
that's
story,
a guarantee.
At the minimum, right?
Yeah, at the very least.
Press them now, right?
Top and bottom, left and right.
Press out the corners nice and wide, about half an inch on every side.
Try choking up a bit on the spatula.
Choking up?
I don't like that Billy's like, every side.
Hey, all right.
Hey, the golden spatula.
Yeah.
Okay, what's next?
Let me see. I've salted, turned, pressed. Oh, yeah. When you see red juices on the top of the meat, it's time to give them a turn, then press a repeat. Do it again, just like you did it before. Do the four-corner press just one time more.
And I'm guessing this is back when they only had one patty size. It was just burger.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Well, and also when they were using a spatula, too, because...
Yeah.
I'll show you later, but they have like a press.
Yeah,
thing.
No, they
Dave Thomas passed away, and they were like,
check you later.
Yeah.
Time, don't press it again, because the meat's just fine.
But when you see those juices rise,
you can turn that patty to the other side. Don't scrape the grill, we want it wet, you see.
It keeps the meat moist, so it's hot and juicy.
And when those red juices no longer rise, you can serve that patty. It'll win a
prize.
It takes just about 4 minutes to
cook.
But just to make sure, you can take a
look.
Use your tool to double check.
It should be great and moist to be correct. Hey!
There are no training videos better than this on earth.
You know what?
Buster Sales is phenomenal.
That was
this,
man, this is good.
This is the good cream of the crop.
Well, this is what's wild to me is this is only what I guess when we go to. I mean, I graduated high school in 2001, so I was, you know, this is 8 years after I was in high school. So I was in middle school, you know, late elementary school when this was made. Like, that makes me feel super old.
No, this was made in 1989. You were like...
Oh, yeah, I was like six. Yeah.
Never mind. Yeah. No, no, no. But probably was shown to employees up until, like, I don't know, 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, maybe. Well,
it's... To me, though, if I found myself in a situation where I was going to Wendy's and this was their training video, again, I'd be locked in. This is the production value. Like I said, there's so many great training videos. To me, this is the pinnacle. This is the godfather of training
videos.
Well,
the writing that went into this, the production value, the setup, the stage, all of it.
We're not even halfway yet. We're right about halfway.
Shortest place, you're ready to go. Just drain the meat.
Just like so.
Then when all the draining is done, you can place the patty squarely on the heel of the bun.
All right, Billy. That's good. You're getting it down just like I knew you would.
I think now is the time to take a break.
Yeah.
Go to Wendy's.
Sure.
We'll be right back.